Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Before we talk about the news of the weekend pertaining to the American Hockey League Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, a quick reminder that tomorrow is our Jaromir Jagr bobblehead giveaway. There's two ways to enter. First, you could subscribe to us at Inside the Penguins on YouTube. Screenshot that proof of subscription and post it under the pinned tweet at Iceberg Podcast. And for a bonus entry, leave a 5-star review on one of Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Same rules apply. Screenshot it, post it at Iceberg Podcast under the pinned tweet. And the winner will be selected tomorrow during our Tuesday live stream around 4 p.m. But let's get into business. Let's get into the biggest news surrounding the Pittsburgh Penguins throughout the weekend. And that was the end of the season for the American League Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. They were swept 2-0 in their first round series against the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. They had a 3-1 lead going into the third period on Friday of game two, but they blew that lead and end up losing in overtime, bringing their season to a conclusion. And 48 hours after that, the Penguins announced that they will not be renewing the contracts of head coach J.D. Forrest or assistant coach Kevin Porter. Forrest had been the head coach since Mike Vellucci departed that role for the NHL bench as the assistant for the Penguins back in 2020, and Kevin Porter joined him at the same exact time back in 2020. So for 4 years, it was Forrest and Porter, and now both of them will be looking for new jobs as the Penguins will be looking for a new bench boss at the American Hockey League level. So why is that important to the NHL squad? Well, for one, there's a little bit of history when it comes to the head coach of Wilkes-Barre ending up in the Pittsburgh Penguins organization and at the NHL level. Obviously, the Pens have had three coaches in the Sidney Crosby era that have made that jump from head coach at Wilkes-Barre Scranton to head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. First and foremost, it was Michel Therrien back in the early days of Crosby. Then it was Dan Bylsma who came up and won a Stanley Cup. And then, of course, the most recent, Mike Sullivan. So Kyle Dubas, day one, he came in and he said that he's going to have a larger focus on the American League level, on the ECHL level to an extent, but specifically that American League level, trying to compete for the Calder Cup as the Toronto Marlies did under his tutelage for several years. So he's trying to bring that portion of the organization and lift it up to help add to the NHL roster, to give players at the American League level those games where they can play and have games of very big importance, play in games that have a lot of meaning late into the season, into the playoffs, trying to get them used to and accustomed to big game feels. So that's what he wants. And it only makes sense that after one season, he's going to want to put his guy there. Not only that, we had said over multiple occasions when talking this season about if the Penguins were to move on from Mike Sullivan, which it has become abundantly clear that that is a very unlikely scenario for the Penguins. But if they did, a lot of the discussion surrounded around, well, who are you going to replace him with? And the question would then become, oh, is it just another scenario where it's the American Hockey League coach that gets the opportunity? But then we always would say, but I don't know if J.D. Forrest is quite that type of candidate. He's the type of candidate that would be able to just make the jump and have the team turn around on a dime under his tutelage. So with that in mind, it makes some sense the Penguins were going to let Forrest and Porter walk. So Dubas and Jason Spezza, assistant general manager and the one that is heavily involved with operations down at the American Hockey League level, are going to put into place their own guy. But what does that mean also for the NHL assistant coaches in Todd Reirden and Mike Vellucci? A lot of talk about both of these two, where they stand as far as the organization is concerned after back-to-back missed postseasons, and specifically when you look at Todd Reirden with how that power play performed and how that defense performed over this season. You look at both Reirden and Vellucci, they signed two-year contract extensions back in 2022. It's still uncertain as to whether or not they had a year left on their extension. At that point, at least, I have not been able to ascertain whether or not there was a year left. So it is unclear at the time, at least to me, how much time is remaining on their contracts at this moment, because there was no announcement back in 2020 when they were initially hired as to how long those contracts were that they signed when they first, well, when Reirden rejoined the Penguins and when Vellucci was promoted from the AHL up to the NHL assistancy. So let's talk about each of them as it pertains to this season. It's unknown if they have time left on their contracts, but at the same time, you look at what Todd Reirden has done. He is obviously the GOAT in a bad sense for the Penguins. He's the one that everybody looked at for the failures on the power play. He's the one that everybody looked at for the failures the past two seasons on the defense. And the numbers don't lie. I mean, he was in charge of the 30th ranked Penguins power play all season long, and it didn't look like it had any spark 95% of the time. Every once in a while, they were able to go on a run where they'd score goals in two straight games or three straight games or two goals in back-to-back games for the power play, but overall they finished 30th in the National Hockey League. And if you look at his track record, Todd Reirden, since he rejoined the Penguins, last year they were 14th, the year prior to that they were 19th, and in his first year back with the Penguins organization in 2020, they were ranked 4th. So it has been a very sharp decline since his first year back with the organization. But then you also have to look at his defense. 26th in expected goals against per 60 minutes this year were the Pittsburgh Penguins. Last year, they were 21st. In 2021-22, they were the best that they've been under him at 6th, but even the year prior to that, they were at 13th. So again, a mixed bag there, but the results more recently have not been good, and you're going into a, what, fifth season with this exact trio if you don't make any moves, and two of those seasons you missed the postseason. The other two, you lost in the first round. If there's no changes made, I think a lot of people would be right to be a little upset at that. So I'm not sure what the future holds for Todd Reirden or Mike Vellucci, for that matter, who we'll get to in a minute. But I think Reirden is the big name there that a lot of people are looking for. A lot of people are curious to see whether or not he retains his job into the 2024-25 season. Vellucci, I haven't seen a lot of talk about, but at the same time, you look at where he stands as far as a head coach, or an assistant coach, excuse me. He's had a mixed bag of results with the forwards. Yes, they've had some very, very good seasons out of guys like Jared McCann. He did a really good job with Brandon Tanev. Teddy Bluger had a pretty good, you know, growth spurt underneath Mike Vellucci, and then he fell off the one season and the Penguins traded him. Drew O'Connor's another example of somebody that has come along under Vellucci. But I think if you're going to get rid of one, you might as well, I mean, I hate to say it because this is a man's job, but if you're looking for a fresh start and you know it's not going to be Mike Sullivan, surround him with a completely new cast of characters. Surround him with a lot of new ideas and fresh perspectives. That is what the Penguins need as of right now. Now, Reirden, a lot of that is performance-based. Vellucci, you look at what he was able to do for the penalty kill. It's been high and low. His first year, it was 27th in the National Hockey League, but since then, pretty good. Third in 2021, 16th in 2022. It took a little bit of a dip, but they really, really were one of the most consistent parts of the Penguins game this season at 10th. But when you look at it holistically, when you look at Dubas and assistant general manager Jason Spezza looking to get some fresh blood and some new blood and put their guys in place at the American Hockey League level, you'd have to imagine that that type of discussion, that type of decision-making has to follow through to the NHL level. Again, is it likely that Mike Sullivan is gone? No. In fact, it's downright, I don't want to say, impossible, but I find it very, very, very unlikely, I guess is the best way to put it, that he's going anywhere. Unless he wants to leave, which there is no indication that he does. The best thing that you can do then is bring in some new faces around him. And I think Todd Reirden is the obvious choice. Mike Vellucci is another one. But you look at both of these guys, they've been up for head coaching jobs in the last couple of off seasons. They might be up for head coaching jobs again this offseason, but considering the Penguins' recent lack of success and recent missed postseasons, there's a chance that neither of them get looked at in the head coaching cycle, and the Penguins should probably be looking for new assistants as soon as the end of May. But that's going to do it for this episode. We'll have to keep an eye on what's going to happen with Reirden, Vellucci, but a little curious that they took less than 48 hours to dismiss both J.D. Forrest and a guy like Kevin Porter, but we're still 2 weeks past the end of the Penguin season, and they're mulling over their decisions on Todd Reirden and Mike Vellucci. That's going to be one of the biggest shoes to drop early in this offseason. We'll keep an eye on any news that comes out about the Penguins' assistance. But that's it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcast from.